שלום, אנחנו לומדים שיעור בנושא ייאוש מכוחותיו עצמו.
We are studying excerpts from the sources on despair from his own forces. You can send questions to Kapla TV or Sviva Tova. Selected questions will be asked here. Lesson on despair from his own forces.
What does despair of his own forces mean? I'm an egoist. Everything that I think, want, plan, dream about, doesn't matter. These are all the forms of my ego. Forms of my ego. And by them, I want to attain something. Egoistically. How do I go out into the true perception outside of my ego to the way it really exists outside of myself, at least to some extent, to start discerning that there is something that exists outside of my in order to receive, but to come out of it and to be objective? How can I do that? So, to the measure to which I am despaired of my own perception, of my own forces, of being inside my own prison, not being able to come out of it, not being able to really see what's outside. Until I become despaired of it, I can't move into an objective perception of reality. I also don't know what it is. What does it mean that I perceive an objective reality, the way it is in the eyes of the audience, the way it is in the eyes of the friends, of the Creator? I don't know. How can I clothe in something out of which I will feel reality differently? Suppose all of reality is only waves. There's no still, vegetative, nothing. There is a different still, vegetative, and animate measures of the desire of the light, like Kabbalists say, something, but not corporeal reality the way I grasp it now. Or I don't mind that I'm perceiving it the way that I am, but the relationships between them, that I'll see that differently, that right now I don't have the ability to see at all because I'm not made for it. Like a baby can't understand what are the grown-ups talking about. What kind of desires, yearnings, crises are they in? Joy, where does that come from? What is it about? He looks at them and he doesn't get it. He has a small, little, limited world that is related to the level that he's on. And for them, it's something huge that he can't see, can't feel. Meaning, he can't feel it in his inner vision. The same with us. So what follows is that to become despaired of our situation is something necessary, because otherwise I will not be able to shift, cross into a new perception of reality. So Balasulam writes that there's no happier moment in man's life than when he is despaired with his own forces, because then he is ready to burst out in prayer and outcry to the Creator that save me, that I see that I'm in a lie, that I have no ability to come out of. And the children of Israel cried from the work, and then you can come out. So it's clear, right? No questions. What?
And why, by despairing, you become more objective?
How will you let go of what you have and replace it with a new perception if you're not despaired? Your ego is, suppose, content, satisfied, everything is fine, I feel good, I live my life, I have different kinds of fulfillments, then how can I let all that go? My will to receive will not allow me to. Only when I'm despaired, when I see that in my will to receive that I really have nothing, Then I look for a new method of how, a different method for how to fulfill myself, because all in all I'm looking for fulfillment all the time.
But even before the despair, I was dissatisfied. What made me search?
You were unfulfilled, meaning you were despaired already.
Well, not despair, but with a deficiency.
So you were empty, but still you were searching. How can you fulfill yourself? Now you've reached a state where you're despaired of your own forces, meaning that by your forces you cannot reach fulfillment ever. Doesn't exist. Meaning, if I don't shift to a new method of perceiving reality, then I'm either that really I'm lost, I'm finished, and then it's better to die than keep on living this way. And then I'm ready for the revolution of this new perception of reality.
So when I'm at the height of the deficiency in the search, then I reach the despair of my own strength and something new is born. These two forces collide. What's happening here?
What's happening is happening from above. It's none of your business. Your only business is to put in all of your forces and to just this one means that can help you, which is connection in the 10.
Excerpt number 10 from Rabash, the difference between charity and a gift. When he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he has made efforts but sees no progress in his work.
Meaning not only that he does not attain what he wants, but also he's disappointed with investing so much, his life. Suppose he's 10, 20 years on this way and what? Nothing. You understand me? You could have, finished a few more universities, doctorates, become a professor or something, and what do you have as a result? You're not even successful at being despaired, disappointed.
That time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger. But then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on repeatedly.
And here we have to understand that we have to collect all the despairs, all the exertions, until the measure, the quota is filled. I'm interested in all of these things. I don't forget about the disappointments. This is my future kli about the despairs.
Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain, each time at not having been granted the vikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup of labor has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli.
So is it clear? Meaning our kli is despair. Despair only. Don't write it in different external networks. On social media or whatever, then they'll think, look what an organization they have. They're all immersed in cursing themselves, despair, no good mood, helplessness. Really, madhouse. They're all depressed. Well-known disease. Watch out not to write it this way, but to the contrary, to explain that which is good for beginners. This is not for beginners. Despair is already halfway through. What we're attaining now is halfway through. It is the opening to coming out of the will to receive into the will to bestow. And the children of Israel cried from the work.
The despair appears as something very subtle, because someone who despairs begins to give himself different explanations.
No explanations. If I know that despair is up ahead, that this is the next stop that I have to come to, complete despair, that I kiss despair, because for me it's a springboard, and the children of Israel cried from the work, and what? From this, and their prayer rose to God, the Creator hears the complete despair and opens the door to the next world, to bestowal, to spirituality.
How can we cross the situation? Because a person who's despaired, he immediately tries to look for explanations.
You have no support from the ten. We think that the ten quenches the despair. Never ever. It only arranges it, formats it correctly, designs it correctly. Try and see. The correct 10 doesn't decrease the despair. The despair takes on a form, a format, a new format, which is preferable. What am I despaired of? My forces, this deceitful world, this entire deceitful perception of reality. What am I despaired of? That without becoming despaired of it, I can't part with it. I have to be ready to part with it. It's like death. I'm separated from this world, from the current perception of reality, which is my life. There has to be a feeling that it's better to die than to live this way. And it's not my death, it's the death of the will to receive.
So that's why you keep repeating that the most important principle is everything but leave?
That for sure. That's above everything. Therefore, all those that leave, fall, so on, what can you do? Impotent. Yes.
On the face of it, there's another way out from this false perception of reality to the correct perception of reality, and that is instead of being despaired of the current state, to be attracted as much as possible to the next state.
Why does one stand in the way of the other?
I don't know if it disturbs it, but if it doesn't, why even deal with the despair? Let's just grow, raise the importance of bestowal as much as possible, and in this way we can cross over.
You're right. It's like two kinds of reshimo. Itlapshut and oviyut. The reshimo of itlapshut has to be higher, but still, the kli to come out into is despair. Oviyut. That I can't stand it. I have to come out of it. The pushing force is what's important. But you're right. Also, Rabash writes about it. We have to talk about both. Also, that so that world is how special it is.
The question is, what do we need the despair as well? What does it add? Why not only with the positive?
There is a method, like you're saying, but it's not the method of Kabbalah, because in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we work with the oviut, we work with the will to receive. And the discernments in the will to receive, this is what we examine, discern, compare. compare. And that's what's important to us. Meaning, without Aviyut, it's impossible to be without Aviyut, and also Rabash writes about it, that we have to increase the good mood and how special the goal is and unique and everything, that too. But still, all in all, we're the will to receive. So, it is all based on despair. Look how many excerpts we have about it. And they're very various. Who else?
No.
To connect to what Leo said, it used to be easier to reach despair. Now it's very difficult because there's an impression from the society that extinguishes.
We have to work at it. This is also what he says. We have to be more excited about the next degree. Whereas, as opposed to being in despair of the current situation.
Yeah, but I can't identify with what he's writing because of the impression, inspiration that comes. It extinguishes every coarseness. It's like this quick overcoming and we continue. There's no accumulation of the despairs. We used to have it, now less.
No, incorrect. It's because you live off the feeling of despair, but you have to bring it from feeling to fact that the will to receive writes it down as an impression, as a given, as a reshimo, and we act out of that.
I can't understand how in the work you can reach a peak moment.
It's if you decide together, then it's already a peak. It's the tip of the feeling.
What do we need to decide on as a society? Certain destination towards which we can grow despair, break our hearts.
You have to talk about it. You can talk about it because in that you scrutinize discernments in your common work, building a clique, common despair, yearning for a common goal, the greatness of the Creator, the spirit of one's own forces, of each and every one, and all the tens together. Scrutinize it. See how much it works when you talk between yourselves about it. You already asked today, I think, or? No? Okay, go ahead.
Rav, is it correct to say that the despair is corresponds to a man's pride?
No. The more you work on the pride, the despair is not directly related to pride. Well, you're right that psychologically this is how it is, but you want to reach the goal. If you're working against the pride, then you can say, I have no goal, I have nothing, I'm the still of the still. All of my work is to be the still. So, you have to join the so-called righteous that pray a lot, do lots of mitzvot. There, it's the more still you are, the more respectable it is. This isn't our work. It's also the gifts that Abraham gave out to the sons of the mistresses. Wait a second, I have Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. In our Congress that's ahead of us, what state do we need to enter it? A state of despair? Or maybe we have to attain it there, instead of despair, and pass it quickly?
Why does one stand in the way of the other? It doesn't. It's like the Reshimo of Aviyut and the Reshimo of Itlabshut. being despaired of my own forces and being impressed with the forces of society, or despaired of the forces of society in general, and being impressed, inspired by the Creator being right in front of us, willing to pull us if we demand it of Him. All these things, this is always how they exist. It's the left and the right. They have to be like two lines, and therefore one does not cancel out the other, but to the contrary, each works with the other. That you, it's like turning the pedals on a bicycle. It's like pushing the pedals on a bicycle. One you push forward, the other backward. One forward, the other backward. And that's how you work. Both of them have to work together. Both becoming more despaired of one's own forces and also becoming more inspired with our connection and turning to the Creator. You have to increase the importance of the Creator and the greatness of the Creator and how much closer he becomes, he gets, and the despair of our own forces. These two things have to really be right in front of us. And in the 10, and for all of us together, talk about it and see how much it works. Today, it's truly becoming something very current.
Vlad,
can you say that throughout the Congress, these two states have to be in a peak state for us, both despair and greatness of the goal and the ability to reach them?
Yes, of course. We will talk about it in the Desert Congress as well. We're going to develop all of this. Those who will be with us virtually or physically in the Desert Congress, and that's actually over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, we'll work on that. Yeah. So, the next topic, Mister, is the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. How to develop it. This needs to be right next to the topic of despair of one's own strength. We have to learn this intermittently and advance like that. Peter.
Is it right to make a comparison of despair from one's forces is like a car that has egoistic fuel and you're accelerating and it travels, the car goes, and when the fuel's done?
Why is the fuel's out? Why? I enjoy coming closer to the greatest despair, that I'm despaired of coming out of the state of in order to receive, of being inside my ego, not being able to rise above it. I need to scrutinize the details of all this whole situation, and I'm happy that I am falling more and more into despair of the ability to come out of the ego. That's a sign that my ego is real, that I'm working in a true state with my nature. We are in a very, very significant state. From this point on, we really make the leap to the dead, to the Red Sea. Tbilisi, go ahead.
Good day, World Kli. How do we come from personal despair in the 10 to a common despair? It needs to be a common state of the 10, no? And each has different approaches or where we connect.
The more we respect the state of despair and how to say it, sort of really appreciate it. Appreciate the state of despair. In this way, we can advance to appreciating the action of the Creator who's doing this to us, and that He will pull us out of it. Because together with that, we have to have the children of Israel sigh from the work, because we are addressing. Yeah, what did you find?
Something small from Rabash. What is, we have no king but you in the work. A person needs to say that since he's in the lowest of the state, it's not because it became worse, but rather now that he wants to correct himself for all his deeds to be for the sake of the heavens, then from above he is revealed the true state that's in his body. As thus far, they were concealed and not apparent outwards, and now the Creator revealed them. And a person says that that is a grace that he was shown this flaw in him so that he will know the truth and he will be able to ask the Creator for true prayer. It turns out that on one hand, a person sees that he is distant from the Creator, and on the other hand, he needs to say that the Creator is close with him, and the Creator is caring for him and showing him his lacks, and that's why he needs to say that these are mercies.
That's it. And going through all these things together is not a problem. The main thing is doing it together. Next.
Excerpt number 11 from Rabash. Jacob dwelled in the land where his father had lived. One must believe that the Creator has created the world with benevolence, and the evil in his body removes him from all the good. That is, when he comes to learn Torah, he finds it utterly tasteless. And also, when he comes to perform some mitzvah, he finds it utterly tasteless because the evil inclination in his body has the power not to let him believe in the Creator above reason by taking out every flavor. Whenever he begins to approach something spiritual, he feels that everything is dry without any moisture of life. And since a person began his work, he was told, and he believed that he was told, that the Torah is the Torah of life, as it is written, for they are your life and the length of your days. And as it is written, more desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. But when one considers this and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything, and strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That is, that the verse was said about him. At that time, he looks at what the verse says afterwards, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. At that time, he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him, because he has already done everything that he could think of doing, but nothing helped. And he thinks that everything that you find within your power to do, that do, was said about him. At that time comes the time of salvation, the salvation of the Creator delivering him from the evil inclination, to the extent that from this day forth, the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression.
So we are missing the address to the Creator, the greatness of addressing the Creator, the greatness of the Creator of salvation. How do we get to all this besides the despair? Why doesn't the despair lead us to a request? That's a workshop question. Go ahead. Why, when we are despaired, we don't turn to the Creator? Both personally and as a group. What's preventing the turning to the Creator? I can fall into despair, I can go through anything, but turning to the Creator with a request, I can't. I read the quotes and identify with them maybe, but I myself don't make the plea, meaning I cannot initiate that my contact with the Creator. So what can I rely on? What can I be happy about? So, please, workshop.
It probably seems like a person himself is lacking faith, and he needs to receive this faith, the greatness of the Creator, the existence of the Creator, from the friends. And then it will create in him something real. And also that lack of addressing is something that the Creator arranged. So it will work out this way. So it will come out from everyone together like that. A person alone can't. I don't know, maybe.
I don't know. I also ask all the time and fall into despair and don't turn to the Creator. I don't know.
Maybe when a person is despaired from his own forces, he's in a certain bitter darkness and he has no illumination that he can receive from the greatness of the goal, from the greatness of the friends, for only then he can turn to the Creator.
Maybe also because addressing with a prayer is because one cannot do anything of his own strength yet, and as long as you're in the ego, you still feel like you can do something. So we can only ask for corporeal fulfillment. As long as we are in this world and not in spirituality, we can, and we're not despaired from receiving satisfaction.
It's hard for us to address the Creator because we don't feel that He's great, we don't feel that He is the reason and the goal for everything. We're not raising His greatness between us. And that he is everything.
What else to add to the friends? That if you pray many, many times, you pray again, what will happen? But it's not painful enough. If it was painful, he would cry, even like an animal. So this despair is still greater than the pain.
And it would also be grasped as something from the side of the upper, not from the side of the lower one, that a person turns himself. Actually, maybe an action from myself, what stops us is a pride of a person. It's his ego that doesn't let him do that action. We need to completely be rid of it somehow, so that, and that's a matter of the group and the ten, where you can immerse yourself in the system and, I don't know, run to it.
Yeah, probably divided to two parts. One is the ego, and the second thing is what Iran said, that it has to be so painful that, you know, when one feels pain, he cries. So it's probably not painful enough.
Probably the despair is not the exact right one, because we read before that the despair needs to be from not having adhesion. Do we exactly have that despair from not having adhesion, from not having connection?
The despair is in the will to receive, in its own mess. And, yeah. Rav, Do you already have an advice for how we can truly increase our address to the Creator? Out of despair, rise to a prayer.
Any thought?
No advice? Ideas? Yes.
Remember, you once told us that a person naturally doesn't turn to the Creator, and the group is like a magnifying glass that focuses his request to the Creator.
Where does it say that a person can't turn to the Creator?
Yes, yes.
There is. Okay, so no advice in the meantime. There is. Okay, yeah, you have an advice?
To ask for the friends.
There is something about it. Yeah.
We need to define and grow the goal in the society to make common goals that we can all turn to and discover that I'm not capable, that I'm despaired from it, and that I need something that will pull us forward.
That we can drive each and everyone in the group artificially until it becomes a natural habit, yeah?
Конгресс. И вот ты стараешься войти в центр десятки. Конгресс — это...
The convention, and you have to try to enter the center of the ten. Because the convention is your ten. You have to enter in one, two, three, and the light works with you all the time. And you come to such a state in which within 5 minutes you can enter a state in which we're all connected together. In such a state, I disappear and only we remains. At that time, in those years, you've acquired enough yearnings for it. Because by entering where you're entering corporality. You just want to connect the points in the heart to adhesion between them so that they will adhere. With your prayer to the Creator, you constantly say one thing. Connect us, unite us, and you disconnect the intellect. And then the heart starts improvising in this conversation and the addresser. And maybe another convention goes by until you go through this examination that the friends brought you to this and you remain one to one, and to the extent in which your heart turns to the Creator with your honesty, from you really wanting it, you already came to the final point. So the moment comes in which you feel in this prayer that you're emerging out of yourself. And the gates open up and you discover yourself in a field of the desire of the friends. Even after 2 minutes, you're thrown out of there because you don't have enough of a kli.
We keep moving and rolling. Okay, very well. Where are we?
Excerpt number 12 from Rabash. What is...
Wait, New York.
New York.
Yeah, hi, Rav. The advice I was thinking was to play a game of the greatness of the goal between us to such a degree that we dare not let it go.
Of course. Yes, of course we need that. That's correct. Moscow.
вопрос можно? Не хочется уже откладывать, а можно?
Ask a question. There's already no desire to delay this state and to come to this state of despair and the greatness of salvation even before the Congress. And if so, what is that point of exertion that we have to invest in?
If we don't appreciate the state of despair, we can't come to the end of it. We have to appreciate it. We have to see it as a spiritual state, necessary because we grow out of the ego. We grow from the will to receive. And so the despair is that I cannot attain spirituality out of the ego. It's the true point. And on top of that point of truth, I can now move to in order to bestow. So, despair of my own strength, meaning despair of my ego, of my egoistic nature. And so, this is why it's such an important point. Without it, we can't do. The children of Israel sigh from the work. By ourselves, we can't get out of it. We fall into despair that we can even attain anything. We fall into despair of our own strength, that we can't get out of it. Meaning, it's such a revolution that we move from serving the ego to serving the Creator. From relating all sorts of goals to the ego and successes to this being despaired from it and really disregarding it and then turning to the Creator. It's that turning point, that transition point from the will to receive to the will to bestow. That's why it is so important. And now, in putting all these efforts, put all our efforts together before the Congress to win this, that's the most important thing between us. To despair from the will to receive together, that it can actually do anything for us, to disregard it, to disrespect it in terms of its ability to take us to the exalted spiritual goal. And instead of that, we turn to the will to bestow, we turn to the Creator, and that's what we hang our hopes on. But this contempt towards the will to receive, that we are despaired and we don't want to do anything with it and we just want to rise above it, that we don't throw it away. It doesn't disappear. But we each time when we rise on top of greater and greater despairs from one degree to another in the will to receive. This is what's called a memory of the Exodus from Egypt. That each time, from over this point of the Exodus from Egypt, we tread forward, we rise above. Okay, we have Rome.
First, get angry against the Creator. Second, clarify what is it that I really want until I realize that I need my friends.
Try it. We have to try all kinds of things like that. Try.
Good morning, friends. Can you hear me? I feel that I need to talk about the memory that happened, the miracle that happened 2 years ago in the desert convention. Several great friends prayed during the workshop. A random 10 prayed for one another. And there was truly a feeling of the warmth of the heart. Something happened there. As far as I'm concerned, there was a miracle there. And for a very long time, I'm trying to say this, that when we need to pray in the 10 for one another, kind of like during a workshop, to constantly be in prayers towards one another. Something happened there. Thank you very much.
You too. Okay. Where are we?
Excerpt number 12 from Rabash, what is eating their fruits in this world and keeping the principle for the next world in the work. In the work, when one sees that it is hard to get what he wants, he escapes from the work. He says, I believe that there are people who have been rewarded and to whom the Creator gave the desire to bestow. But this was because they were more gifted than I am. But a person like me, with worse qualities than others, has no chance of meriting this. Hence he escapes the campaign and begins to work like the general public. Only those who say that they want to escape from the work, but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it's written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to the God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work, because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.
Understood? Questions? Yes, okay. Please.
He's saying there that they're not despaired.
From what?
From the work.
Yes.
They're not being despaired. Well,
so what? What do they do?
Continue to work and cry.
Right. How can they cry if they haven't despaired? They have to work then. What can they cry about?
I didn't understand.
Okay, so we'll read again. I agree. I didn't understand either. You're reading in such a way that we don't understand. Go ahead.
Excerpt number 12. In the work, when one sees that it is hard to get what he wants, he escapes from the work. And he says, I believe that there are people who have been rewarded and to whom the Creator gave the desire to bestow. But this was because they were more gifted than I am.
That's what we think.
But a person like me, with worse qualities than others, has no chance of meriting this. Hence he escapes the campaign and begins to work like the general public.
He just leaves everything. I'll just go this way. I'll pray, I'll do the mitzvot or some other things, and that's it. Something I'll get from it. Some sort of a cover.
Only those who say that they want to escape from the work, but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them.
Meaning, of course, everyone wants to run away. Our ego directs us this way. But where? There's nowhere to go.
Those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it's written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator. So they would be able to work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging the control of the will to receive and entering into the work of bestowal.
We have to continue whatever happens. There's no other response here.
Is there a cry that the fuel's not being replaced?
The cry needs to be not over feeling bad, but over what I want. So there is a Reshimov of Yud and Reshimov Hitlabshut. It begins to be. And so the Reshimov of Yud, there's nothing to cry about it. It's the Creator grows this within us so that we become despaired, so that we see how imprisoned we are in the will to receive. Yeah, imprisoned. And we cannot run away from it. That's one. Very important. Secondly, that we are able to come out of this prison if the Creator will do it. The Creator can do it. And so these two forces need to be developed. That's it. Understood? Same people that always ask. Yeah.
Oleg from Moscow is asking, what's the connection between recognizing evil and despair?
The recognition of evil is typically in the mind, and the despair is at heart, on the one hand. On the other hand, the recognition of evil is evil of what? What evil? That I recognize my ego pushing me to all kinds of states, and despair that I can't get rid of it. These discernments are two different discernments. They're different discernments. In spirituality, every distinction is very different from another. After that, we will see that everyone builds a complete partsuf for himself. Complete partsuf. Okay, so we are moving on. We just finished 12, right? Before 13. Okay, and we're moving to the gatehouse of intentions.
Let's move to the next part of the lesson. Before that, let's sing a song.
Узнать нам суждено, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Para triunfar Oh, open your eyes Oh,
can take you like the night. I'll help you step into that light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. To the skies,
look up to the skies.
'Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Step into